the ticket's Guy's Fight Night Out. The only time when Vaseline is put to legitimate use. Tomorrow from 3 till 10 at Lone Star Park in Grand Prairie. Brought to you by Diamonds by Drake and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It is 6:18. Good evening, everybody. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Hard Line. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
We're joined by the Cobra out here at Champs in Addison this evening. The remainder of the crew is back at the mothership. Danny Paul, Kevin Scott with the ticket ticker, Psycho Dave at the helm, Barb Smith or someone like her with Trafico, Rick Honeycutt at the barbecue pit, Miss Fugazi at the service elevator, and Dave in acquisitions. It is Cinco de Mayo, a very, very big day for all of us, a very, very big day for the Mexican, because they're very happy today, because it was on this day when Crozier Tech reinstituted their basketball program.
No.
That's what Cinco de Mayo is all about.
No, it's not.
And we can scarcely think of anything better to do right now than to hook Cobra up with a wireless mic and send him out roaming through the area here at Champs and have him talk to people celebrating Cinco de Mayo.
Now, I'm wondering if everyone is out here because it's Cinco de Mayo, if they're just out here enjoying Champs. Do people know that it's Cinco de Mayo? Is that my job?
It's a quality bar. I know that.
Well, here's two pretty girls.
I love coming to Champs.
Girls. I love coming to Champs, too. There's
great boys.
Absolutely.
Great place to eat, great place to drink. I'm here a lot.
Now, you girls just signed up to ride in the limo here with me. That's exciting. Now, are you here for Cinco de Mayo?
We're here on the ticket bus for Cinco de Mayo.
You're here what?
What is the ticket bus.
What is the ticket bus?
There's a ticket bus?
Yeah, we won. We're partying with the ticket.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We've been signing people.
What is that? We have a bus?
Yeah, we have a bus. We have a big bus. So you guys are listeners?
Yes.
Who are they?
I don't believe
that.
Okay,
I'm going to quiz you. Who's the guy over there in the black shirt?
I don't know.
See?
I said I'd listen. It's not like I see you all the time.
Okay, well, do you know anyone? Do you know who I am?
No. I listen, like, when my husband listens, or my ex-husband now.
Oh.
Oh, dear, an ex-husband. What happened?
Nothing.
Come on, what happened? Cheat on him?
No! Oh, my God, no!
Okay, all right. Goodbye. Now, here's a Mexican-looking fellow. Can I assume that you are Mexican drinking a Corona?
Yeah. Yeah, that'll work.
Now, are you celebrating Cinco de Mayo?
Yeah. And drinking beer at the same time.
Okay, you don't sound really Mexican, to be honest with you. Now, you appear to be Mexican. Do you know why Cinco de Mayo exists as a holiday?
Something about the Mexicans fighting the French or something like that.
That's good. That's better than most Hispanics.
No, no. It's because Crozier Tech reinstituted basketball on this day.
Now, is this day cheapened by all the drunkenness? Is it slowing your race down a little bit?
No, I don't mind. It's not slowing it at all.
Ask him if he hates it that the white man got involved in it the way he did.
Yeah, are you angry that the white man is basically taking over your holiday and declaring it their own?
No, I like the white man.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you have friends that are actually white?
All white.
Really? So you hate the Mexican?
No, I wouldn't say that.
Do you hate the Venezuelan?
No.
The Dominican?
No.
The Puerto Rican?
No.
The Haitian?
I especially like the Guatemalans, though.
Do you find the Mexican to be dirtier than the white man?
No comment on that.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Horrible.
Oh, my goodness.
Bagging on his own race.
Sir, that is an indictment of your own race.
Unbelievable.
Mm. I'm the girl with big, giant jugs, Corby.
Okay. I'll do that for you, Greg.
Thank you.
For you and you alone. What? Why are you pointing at a random black guy for me to talk to?
Come on, Corby, don't do that, man.
The random black guy who looks like Tiger Woods with a mohawk.
Tiger Woods is good, but, you know, his short game is kind of weak, but, you know, I try to do it.
Okay, we're finding girls now. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And you're not Mexican.
This is Snake roaming through Champs and Addison here.
Okay, girls. Holy good
Snake.
God. Here's a girl that has a champ shirt on who's quite the looker. What's your name?
Shannon.
You're very cute. Now, you look really young. How old are you?
I'm 17.
Oh, no.
Move on, Corby.
Whoa.
Move on. Nice talking to her.
Whoa.
What are you doing working here at 17?
team.
It's fine.
Now, I can't even ask you the question I want to ask you, but so I'm going to have to leave. All right. I can't even comment on how wonderful she actually looks.
Did she look good, Corby?
Yeah. I mean, it's she's probably the best-looking girl in here. You know?
And she's only 17.
Yeah, she's only 17. It's really depressing. Now, as I'm combing through the bar area here at Champs, there doesn't seem to be a lot of Hispanics celebrating the day by drinking beer. Like you said, Mike, the white man has taken over this holiday.
They've cheapened it for the Hispanic.
Oh, here's a young, dark-complected girl that we might assume is Hispanic, are you?
I am. Yeah.
You are?
Yes.
In what way? She? Mother, father, your... Both. What's your last name?
Marquez.
Ooh,
Marquez.
Okay, see if she can speak Spanish.
Okay, speak Spanish for us.
Hola, ¿cómo está?
No, just okay, something a little more tricked that. Up than that.
I don't know Spanish.
Okay, well
Spanish,
then
Spanish, but I don't know. I okay, can't.
You're not then, Spanish. You're Spanish or Hispanic?
Spanish.
Oh, that doesn't count. We're looking for a good old Mexican chick.
Then that's not me.
Have you ever slept
with Mexican?
Have you ever slept with a Mexican?
No.
You haven't slept with a Mexican?
No, I haven't.
You ever slept with a
white
guy?
Set you up with one.
Maybe.
Now, do you prefer white men?
No.
What do you prefer?
Women?
That's odd.
Black men.
Wow.
Well, we've got a guy over here with a mohawk.
This is truly a special day here at the Ticket. We found us a Spanish girl who prefers to date black men.
She's yanking your chain.
I appreciate that.
All right, well, good luck in your pursuit. Why is it why are black men? All right, is it because of stereotype?
Have you ever heard that once you go black, you never go back?
No, we've never heard that.
I've never heard that. I don't know what you're talking about.
Appreciate that.
No, it's disgusting.
She's yanking your chain anyway.
I'm going to leave her alone. She's a shock jock, Mike.
She is a shock jock.
So you know what? You, if you are Hispanic and you can't speak Spanish, you're not a true Hispanic. I'm sorry.
No.
If you can't speak the language, then you're fake.
No.
All right, more with Cobra from the Peanut Gallery here at Champs next on the Ticket.
Baseball's a talking sport, and Kay, Scott, and Big Ben are talking Diamond Talk, the Texas Rangers post-game show, live from Humperdinck's near the ballpark in Arlington, immediately following the game tonight on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Now, we got about a half an hour or so left out here tonight with the presentation, but stick around after it's over for your chance to ride in the limousine with Cobra and a couple of very foxy ticket chicks all up and down Beltline tonight, well, making numerous stops along the way.
We're finding out that's going to be interesting in that limo tonight,
boy,
isn't it?
It certainly is
that's
going to be interesting.
Interesting little ride tonight.
Man, big times are promised in that limousine
tonight.
Certainly
wish I could be in there.
Uh-huh.
I wish I could, too, but from what I understand, it's already full.
It is full.
And they have excluded us, so...
I don't have a seat, but... Corby does, and boy, he's going to have a good time tonight. Way to go, Corby.
Yeah, boy.
Having fun.
You are going to be surrounded by all manner of interesting people, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm very excited about that tonight.
Well, you should
I haven't
be.
Met any of the winners yet, but I'm assuming they're all quality people.
You should be. It's
oh, we
be
have.
You have?
Yes, we have.
Oh, good. Good.
And you won't be disappointed, believe us.
Now, here's a cute little girl. You want to talk to her for a second?
Sure.
Here. Come here, cute girl. What's your name?
Tiffany,
how old are you?
Tiffany.
19.
What's going on with all you teenagers running around here?
Having a good time, making some money.
Are you working here?
Yeah.
What do you normally work here at Champs, or they hire you out specially for Cinco de Mayo?
No, regularly.
Oh, you do? Okay. Now, are you a big fan of the Mexican?
Of what?
Of the Mexican. This is what we're celebrating, the Mexican victory over the French.
Sure.
Yeah. You are? You ever dated one? Would you ever date one?
Maybe.
Why are you shaking your head no?
I did not.
Yeah, you sure did there, sweetheart. Now, what about the black guy? Are you interested in that at all?
What?
Yeah, because Big Al's running around here, Corby.
Who, Big Al from Kiss FM is?
Yes, he's here.
He's here, you know that.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Oh, God, he's here.
Big Al's there. Find him.
Oh, he's around here somewhere. Does Big Al interest you?
What he looks like.
Very handsome man. Very handsome man. Now, you're 19 years old. I don't want to intrude on your life or your lifestyle, but do you have a boyfriend right now?
We just broke up.
You did?
That's excellent.
3 days
rebound.
Ago? That's great. So Big Al may have a chance. Now, you have a, this girl's about, I don't know, 5'7"?
5'5".
5'5"? She's...
Same height as Big Greg.
Yeah, that's true. She's got a tongue piercing. Now... And an,
what is the purpose of that?
What's the purpose of your tongue piercing?
It's cute.
It's cute?
Is that it?
How long have you had it?
About a year and a half.
Does it work?
I don't know.
You know, does that have a purpose or anything?
No.
Now, how big up top are you? What are we looking at there?
I don't know.
36C?
34D.
34D? She's really cute, fellas.
That's pretty excellent right there.
That is. It's wonderful. We're very proud of you. Now, since you just broke up with your boyfriend, can we assume that you guys were in the lovemaking process? I mean...
Sure.
It has happened then before?
Yeah.
That's good. Are you proud of that?
Sure.
How old were you when that happened the first time?
18.
That's good. You waited long enough.
She's only a one-year veteran.
Yeah, you're just you're a youngster. Well, it's like a new driver's license or something like that. You're just getting used to it and stuff. Actually, been fun yet?
Don't compare it to that.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mike. Sorry to touch. Is this fun for you, though?
Yeah.
It is. So are you going to miss it now you don't have a boyfriend?
I can handle it.
You can handle it
yourself,
in one way, like by yourself?
No.
Okay, well, I'll call you later on, okay? It's been nice talking to you. Very terse with their answers. This afternoon here at Cinco de Mayo Fest.
I think it's you.
Yeah, you know, it's not exactly like you're not asking probing questions.
Well, kind I'm just saying right off the
personal
bat.
Questions.
I'm just saying, it's not like I'm talking about their hygiene or anything like that.
Aren't you?
Danny said this next segment needs to be better.
Well,
I don't know how good of a start we're off to.
Danny, are we off to a worse start?
What, Greg? I'm on the internet.
Okay, well, don't let me interrupt you, okay?
Don't worry. You'd have to do something entertaining to do that.
All right, then I'm wrapping it up.
Well, no, continue.
No, that's it. No, Danny says it's done.
I'm kidding. That was good.
No,
find more girls.
No.
Get more girls with big hooters, like Greg said.
Damn right.
No, obviously Danny's got something better planned, so we'll just do whatever he wants to do.
All right, let's go to the phones. You're on the air.
Yes, don't do that.
Hi there.
Hello. I just have a comment.
Okay.
About maybe 10, 15 minutes ago, y'all were talking about how if you're Hispanic and if you don't speak Spanish and you're just fake.
Right. Yeah, I said that and I stand by that.
Well, okay. Well, what are you? What is in your background? What is in your heritage?
English.
What is in your generation?
English.
Do you have German?
No. Just pure English. No, all English.
All
I've got all English, yeah.
And do you speak the Orthodox English? Do you speak that?
Yeah, I think I do.
No, I don't think so. I find that very offensive that you said that because I am Hispanic. And just because I do not speak my language, Spanish, that does not mean that I'm fake. I'm more Hispanic because of my culture, of what I believe in and the things that I do.
What makes you Hispanic then?
Then you need to learn how to speak the language.
Then you need to learn how to speak your language.
No, we're not talking about us. We're talking about you.
Oh, well, because it's Cinco de Mayo. Like
that's right. That's exactly right. This is your day. All the attention is on you.
We're trying to honor you, and I'm saying that, hey, you need to learn how to speak the language. If you're really Hispanic,
Where does it say that because I am this race that I have to speak my own language? Where does it say that?
It says on this show. It says that on this show.
It's in the bylaws somewhere.
You have to remember that it isn't my day because I'm not Mexican. If you knew the difference, there's a difference between Hispanic and Mexican people.
Well, you're not Mexican?
Okay, then you are fake Hispanic then, just like I said.
For your information, I am of Mexican descent. From, ancestors
Mexican.
Down the line. My parents are born and raised here.
Ask her how big her boobs are, Greg.
Okay, well then like I said, it sounds like that I hit the nail on the head. You're fake.
It sounds like you hate the white man to me.
No, I have nothing against white people. I have white friends for your information.
It sounds like you definitely people. Hate the white man.
Ask her if she has stinky butt, Greg.
Do you have a stinky butt?
Yes, I do. It's ridiculous.
It sounds a little small to me.
You're right, it is.
And it sounds like to me that you hate everybody. So like to me, you hate black people, Hispanics, and even your own kind, because you degrade yourself by talking about other different people.
I didn't say, when did I bring anything about black people? How can you make that assumption?
I don't know why.
Do you hate Grego? Ma'am? Ma'am, do you hate Grego?
Is that the one that made the comment?
It sure is.
Tell me, man.
That's who I dislike.
How come nobody who knows who we are today?
Because that should tell you something. You are nobody.
Well, then why are you calling?
The hard line.
Why are you listening?
I'm voicing my opinion. I'm making my comment. I have nothing against everybody else, just that particular person that made that comment.
Do you hate the Venezuelan?
I don't like that.
Do you hate the Venezuelan?
No.
The Puerto Rican?
No.
The Dominican?
Is it that time of the month for you right now? Are you struggling with that?
What does that mean?
You are just typical white men who don't know anything. You're in your frame, set in your mind.
You know what? You just offended.
Like you are just typical redneck white men.
You just offended everybody out here, champ. You just offended me, so you're no better than I am.
Well, then, see, now you don't like it, do you?
No, I don't.
Well, then, now you know how I feel.
I do. I apologize to you.
You know what? Get a sense of humor, sweetheart. We're joking around, okay?
Well, see, that's just it. You may be joking, but other people take some things like this in offense.
Right. Like I said, get a sense of humor. Get over it. It's not that big a deal.
I'm not having a sense of humor. You don't understand. When you are Hispanic, then you might understand.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what?
You're right.
You know what?
You're talking to a member. You're talking to a member of the Native American nation right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
You are.
Okay.
He's serious.
I'm serious. So go ahead. Say what you need.
Then how can you sit there and even though you say it's all in fun, and don't get me wrong, I believe in having fun, and you know, don't get me wrong,
obviously.
I believe in having making comments and things like that.
You couldn't drive a pen up your ass.
Limit.
With a jackhammer.
There's a limit.
Well, what's the limit?
How old are you?
I'm 23.
Are you with man these days?
No, but you're with loud radio. Can you turn that crap down?
I don't have a radio on. Thank you very much.
Well, somebody does back there.
Mm-hmm. No, nobody does. I'm in a closed room.
Are you with man these days?
I'm sorry?
Are you with man?
Yes, I have a husband.
Is he Mexican?
He is Hispanic. He is not Mexican. Can I explain to you the difference?
Yes, I would love to.
Okay, the difference between Hispanic and Mexicans. Mexicans are born and raised in Mexico. Hispanics are born and raised in the United States. I do not consider myself Mexican because I was not born there.
Well, if you're born and raised in the United States, then you're American.
Right.
Yes, I am an American. I am Hispanic.
Oh.
Okay, so there's a difference. Do you notice that when you fill out applications, whatever, and it says your race, it does not say Mexican, it says Hispanic. Other, you know, whatever the case may be.
Good point.
I'm Hispanic, but that is the difference.
I always check other.
Believe it or not, guys, if you tell a Mexican person born and raised in Mexico, if you call them a Hispanic, do you know that they will take that into offense because that is not what they are?
You know what? I'm learning that you can't say anything to anybody because it pisses everybody off.
Well, then I guess
that's why can't we all
say anything at all, right?
Why can't we all just be Americans?
Well, we are Americans.
Well, no, it doesn't sound like it. Doesn't sound like we got to start distinguishing me if you were born here or you were born there or whatever.
Ask her if she has a mustache, Mike.
Do you have a mustache? Can you even grow one?
I used to.
No.
You shaved it.
Well, then there you go. That means you're still a little boy, and that's probably the reason why you still
have it. Ooh, Mike.
Boy, you know what? You get all over us about attacking, and then you come on here and you've done nothing but attack us since you've been on the air.
And see, the great part is, sweetheart, it doesn't bother us. It doesn't affect us.
No, you know what? You're right. I'm sure it doesn't bother you, but I mean, you're making these comments of how I'm getting upset and I'm taking all these things, you know, out in the wrong way. But you know what? It's the white man that has separated everybody this way.
You're right.
Everybody.
Yep. It's the white man.
Like we said, you hate the white man.
Well, why not? The white man is, what has the white man done for me lately?
All right, I've got something I want you to say. Say, kill the white man.
I will not say that.
Why? Come on, say it.
Degrade myself.
Say it. You're thinking it. You might as well say it.
I never said I didn't like the white man.
You just did.
You just did.
And what has he done for me lately?
They've been the ruin of everything.
And I just told you, what has he done for me lately? Nothing.
What do you want him to do?
What
the hell have you done for him?
What have you done for him?
Hey, I'm saying, kill the white man.
What was that?
That was my brother.
Okay.
I said, I wouldn't say it. He said it for you.
You ever made out with your brother?
Have you ever made out with yours? Why do you ask these childish, stupid questions? You're a grown man.
Not really.
Because well, we don't take we don't take life as seriously as you do.
Hey, but I love your show, Gregor. I love it.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Well, regardless of everything, I just, you know, and
okay,
I know
well,
you.
Why do you even listen? Why do you listen to us?
Because my brother listens to you. I was in the car when he was listening to you. That's the only reason why. Other than that, don't get me wrong, fellas. I listen to your show when I'm with my brother in his car. And, you know, there are times where I do find your show funny. But, you know, like I said, today, it just hit a spot, and I didn't feel that that was appropriate.
Because you're very passionate about today's date, in specific, the 5th of May, right?
Well, I'm very passionate about my culture.
Yeah, and you're very happy. Well, you know what? You're not very passionate about it, or you could speak the language.
Hey, Grego. Right. I want to ask this.
That's what I don't understand. I mean, if you're very passionate about it, seems like you'd want to embrace that heritage,
but
and you'd want to be able to hold on.
Why
I'll let you talk. Hold on,
oh
and you'd want to be able to. You'd want to be able to communicate in that language.
Who said that I couldn't communicate?
Just you just told me a minute ago you couldn't.
I don't speak it. Does it mean that I cannot communicate with
what,
with
like
my
with sign language,
other
smoke
people.
Signals, email?
I may not speak it fluently, but there are certain terms and certain words that I can't get across to get me by.
Like at a Mexican food restaurant, you're fine?
Hey, Grego.
Yeah.
Did you know that the... Hey, hang on, Rosie.
That's not my name.
I thought you said it was earlier.
No, Dad.
Well, what is your name?
Say my name.
What's your name?
My name is Erica.
Erica, sorry. The American Heritage Dictionary defines someone who is Hispanic as a Spanish-speaking person.
Interesting. Erica.
Weird.
Stereotype people?
The dictionary does?
The dictionary?
Yes, I will say that's a stereotype. Because just because I have this race doesn't necessarily mean I have to speak it.
Well, that's the definition.
Look up dumbass, Danny. See what it says under dumbass.
Who wrote that?
That's the definition. Oh, I guess it was the white man, so I guess I have it in for you.
I'm looking up muzzle right now, Mike.
or look up chloroform.
I don't even know why I even called in anymore. I mean, y'all are so childish, it's unbelievable.
We're childish. You're the one that came on here and attacked us. We didn't attack you.
First of all, I wasn't attacking you. I was stating my opinion.
You didn't when you come on here and you basically degrade me, called me a redneck?
Well, now you see, you don't like it, do you?
Doesn't
you don't
really,
like to be that, degraded. That, so
it doesn't really bother me, but it's just, it's kind of hypocritical.
Well, if it didn't bother you, then
oh, God almighty. Oh, dear.
Bother you, why
I feel like
scared
that my head's going to explode.
Do you think this is the first time he's been called that?
Well, no, I'm pretty sure it's not the first, and I'm sure it's definitely not going to be the last.
No, but I'm saying...
If it doesn't bother him like it said, then why does he sound like he's somewhat angry or somewhat agitated?
I'm not angry at all. It's just that you're being hypocritical. You're coming on here, and you're doing the same thing.
Nah, hurrah. Nah, hurrah.
I see it, and that's the way that I saw it.
You know what? You sound like you hadn't been laid in a while, darling. It sounds like me, to go out and get you some sex.
First of all, honey, I got laid last night. It sounds like you haven't. It sounds like neither.
Well, you're right there. I haven't in a while. You're right there.
So then apparently don't come to me and tell me that I haven't, because I know when I get mine, I have in-house. It's every day.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
You might want to go pay for some, because that's what it sounds like.
Oh, he has no problem with that.
I've got no problem with that, sweetheart.
Yeah. Well, you can go down to South Dallas. I'm pretty sure you can find you some.
Really?
We'll take that under advisement, okay?
All right, Erica.
Bye.
Have a good Cinco de Mayo.
What a great phone call.
Did you like that?
All our phone callers should be like Rosie. She's
her name
great.
Is Erica. Don't call her Rosie.
What should we do with that?
Raise the flag.
Body.
What should we do with that phone call?
Wreck it.
All right, well, let's gear up for the two-minute drill right now, doing so by clearing the lines and reloading accordingly here on the ticket.